My name's John Elliott, and this is a podcast from the Insights in Jazz series, www.dropback.co.uk.
Hello. This week's podcast is about the jazz standard Bernie's Tune. The roadmap for this tune can be seen on page 86 of my book. The form is a classic AABA, four 8-measure sections, making a 32-bar song. The A sections are almost identical, apart from the means by which you get to the next section. The B section is a contrasting bridge. It's worth saying this song was written by Bernie Miller, who apparently was a pianist in Washington, D.C. In the 1950s, he wrote this song. It's not exactly clear when it was written. It was recorded by Jerry Mulligan in 1952. This is the most famous recording of the song, and that recording actually launched the Pacific Jazz label very successfully. I'm looking on Spotify and I noticed that there are over 90 recordings of this song available to listen to free of charge, and that's more than I've seen, I think, for any other standard that I recently looked for. And finally, I read online that in 1976, Jerry Mulligan himself wrote an alternative tune over the same changes called Idle Gossip, so if you learn this chord progression, you would be able to play that as well. So let's get into the analysis then. The A section, the first A section, we're in the key of D minor, the original key, and you start on at home for the first two measures, so there's a hover there on at home. And then measures 3 and 4 are an off to the nowhere chord, so flat 6, dominant 7, which is the nowhere chord, and in this key it's B flat 7. And then the second half of the A section is simply a cadence home, a 2-5-1, back home to D minor, starting on E half diminished. Now, the end of the first A section has a launcher with a homer join. So we go up a whole step from D minor to E half diminished and A7, which gives us the launcher back to the chord D minor for the second A section. And that homer join can be found in the table on page 48, where you can see lots of other songs listed that do the same thing. So the second A section is essentially the same until we get to the end of it, where instead of a homer launcher, we see a half Nelson launcher, which is described in the table on page 49 of the book. And this is the one that we commonly see to take us when we're in key 3 back to key 1. It's not quite what's happening here, because this tune's actually in D minor, but because the bridge is in B flat, it's as though when we go into the bridge, it's as though we're coming from key 3, which would be D, or in this case it's D minor, back to 1, which would be B flat. So that's why we get that join being used here, even though the tune's not actually in B flat. I think of it more as being in D minor, which is what most of it's in. And so, okay, so we've got to the B section, the bridge. Very simple itself. It starts off with the plain old turnaround, the pot, 3 times. Confirming the key of B flat. So that's the 1-6-2-5-1. A very common progression for use for confirming keys. And then after the 3rd time, it resolves on to B flat, from where we see a bauble launcher, which is the one which is a tritone away from the resolved place, or a diminished 5th or an augmented 4th, whatever you want to call that interval. So from B flat we go to E half diminished and A7 to get us back to D minor. And then the final A section is the same as the first A section, so that's the whole song analysed. The last thing I'd like to say about this song is that it's interesting if you look at the A section to see that it's very similar to the A section that we find in songs such as Donnelly, Take the A Train, Indiana. Exactly Like You, Girl from Ipanema, and so on. It's a very common meta break, if you like, but the difference here is that rather than being in the major key like all those songs are, it's in the minor key. So normally we would expect to start on at home for two measures, then go off to the somewhere chord, which is chord 2-7. But in this case, we're in the minor key, start on at home, we go off to the nowhere chord, which is the tritone substitution for the somewhere chord. So it's effectively the same thing. And then you end this meta break with a cadence home. And that's exactly what happens here, but in the minor key. So I wonder whether that's where Bernie Miller got his inspiration for these changes for the A section from. That's it. I hope you find that useful.
My name is John Elliott. I'm the author of Insights in Jazz, which is available from www.dropback.co.uk. If you've got any questions you'd like to ask about the podcast or the method in the book or any suggestions you'd like to make for future podcasts, then please contact me by emailing me at john@dropback.co.uk. If you found this podcast useful and you'd like to leave a tip, then you can visit the website where there's a PayPal donate button. Thanks for listening.